Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're glad that you joined with us today. And Jeannie, where are we in this fascinating story of the life of Joseph?
It seems like it's so dramatic. It's almost it's like we're watching this sitcom or something, you know? All the people that are involved with it, you know?
Let's call it a mini-series.
Mini-series, yeah. Well, we know that we left off, that Joseph overheard his brothers talking about, you know, their guilt about what they'd done to their brother and whatever. And he went and wept when he heard that. So our heart went out for him. And then he came back and he the proposition he gave them was, you can go and have your food, take it back to Dad and your other brother, but Simeon needs to go to prison, and I'm going to hold him till you get back. And we talked about that Simeon was the one that was the instigator of him actually being murdered. So I don't think it's revenge, but again, this whole thing's being orchestrated so that he can bring out their guilt to the surface, and it's to test their sincerity. And you know, we'll find out that it's also going to involve Jacob's heart, bringing things to surface with him. So we're
it tells you that one life affects a whole lot of lives, doesn't it?
Yeah, and one decision to do something wrong to somebody had a ripple effect. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but God had a plan, and so that's so encouraging that nothing was wasted. Okay, so we're in Genesis 42, verse 25. Then Joseph gave a command to fill their sacks with grain, so that he's sending them off with a provision, to restore every man's money to his sack, and to give them provision for the journey. Thus he did for them. So they loaded their donkeys with the grain and departed from there. Verse 27. But as one of them opened his sack to give his donkey feed at the encampment, he saw his money, and there it was in the mouth of the sack. So he said to his brothers, my money has been restored, and it's in my sack. Then their hearts failed them, and they were afraid, saying to one another, what is this that God has done to us? It just seems to pop right out of them again. They're blaming God, and they're still wrestling with the guilt, like they deserve to have things happen to them. And they're blaming God for the setup, you know, like they've been tricked, but they don't understand what's going on. So
Simeon's still being held in Egypt.
Right.
These guys are on their way home.
Right.
They open up their sacks. They have their grain plus the money
that they gave them.
Mm-hmm. So it kind of looks like they stole it.
Right.
Oh, no.
Or they're being mocked or something. They don't know what's going on.
They don't know what's going on.
But they're like afraid. It says that they were afraid.
Yeah.
And they were saying to each other, what's God
doing? Hey, I got a quick question for you.
Sure.
Have you ever been overpaid at a store? And then you have your item, plus they gave you change back more than you should have gotten.
Yes.
You've had that one, haven't you?
I have, and I've told them, can we look at this again? I think this is wrong. And then the cashier gets all nervous, like, you know, she cheated me. I said, no, I think you gave me too much money back. And then they look at it, and then I heard her tell me, people just don't do that. And I said, well, yeah, but I have to answer to my God. So it was an opportunity to witness.
Exactly. You know, one time I found a wallet and it had a lot of money in it. Mm. I mean, a couple hundred dollars. And I found out where the guy lived and I drove it over there. And oh my gosh, he just like was about fainted, you know. Oh my gosh. You know, you give me my wallet back. I can't believe it, you know, and all my money's in here. Let me give you some money. And I was like, no way, no way. This was between me and the Lord. And we're lucky that, you know, God helped me to find this and get it back to you. And so
that's fun.
It is fun.
That was kind of a test for both of us.
Yeah. What a fun test.
Yeah. Okay. Starting in verse 29. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but they make it back to see their dad.
Okay.
And he's called Jacob again instead of Israel. So, you know, it's fun how the Lord goes back and forth from calling him Jacob, which usurper, conniver, or Israel governed by God. So within the same account, he's called Israel sometimes.
It's the same guy, but it's not the same guy. He was Jacob all his life.
Yeah.
A conniver. And then God changed his name to Israel, which means governed by God.
Which the Lord does that a lot. Remember, he changed Paul's name. He used to be
Saul.
Saul. And then he changed Peter's name.
Right, from Simon to Peter.
From Simon to Peter.
But sometimes you would call him Simon Peter.
Yeah, I know. That was funny, like a parent.
You know, the Lord has a name for each one of us. And I wonder if sometimes he doesn't call us by our double names.
Like
you know?
Your mom, Paul Andrew, or my mom, Jenny Marie. Yeah, you know, you're...
Like you're in trouble.
You're in trouble. But
so he calls him... Now he calls him Israel when he's doing what he ought to. And he calls him Jacob.
When the name means governed by God. So when he's allowing God to govern him, he's called... Israel. Yeah, it's fun when you find these things in the scriptures, just how personal a relationship God has with us. Okay, so then they go back and they tell their dad everything that happened. And they said that he talked roughly to us and told us we were spies. And we told him that there's 12 brothers and one younger brother's at home and the other one's no more. And he said to leave my one brother here and take food. And then when we bring back the youngest brother, then he's going to let us have our brother Simon out of jail. So that's the trade that he made. So then Jacob listens to this story and he says, then it happened as they emptied their sacks. They're telling their dad that surprisingly each man's bundle of money was in his sack. And when they and their father saw the bundles of money, they were all afraid. So it wasn't just the one sack. So verse 36, and Jacob, their father, said to them, you have bereaved me. Joseph is no more. Simeon is no more. And you want to take my Benjamin? All things are against me. So that's why the Lord's calling him Jacob. He's not trusting the Lord again, you know.
Yeah.
So when things happen to us, and we've got a guilty conscience, or there's some lie that's running in the back of our mind that this circumstance happened and it wasn't fair and it's out to get me.
How come you've done this to me, Lord?
Yeah, then we need to stop and take that to the Lord and say, please show us your perspective and, cleanse my heart and I need to trust you. Yes. We never heard Joseph once have this kind of attitude that his brothers and his father have towards God.
Yeah.
Not once did he accuse God.
Yeah. Wow. I love it.
So we need to examine our own heart when things happen. Trust the Lord. He's got a plan.
What do you think about that Jacob saying that all things are against me? Think about it this way. He's just about to be fully restored.
Yeah. He doesn't even know what's coming around the corner.
All the good that's coming around the corner. And then he stands there and says, all things are against me.
Yeah. Hang in there. I wonder how they felt when they looked back at this whole situation later.
Yeah, we're God's kids.
Yeah.
And I think I've said before in a sermon, the very worst thing that could happen to us here, losing our lives.
Go to heaven.
Is the very best thing that could happen to us because we end up with the Lord and in heaven. So this is just fascinating.
Yeah. So when something difficult happens, we tell the Lord, I don't understand why this is happening, but I know you've got good for me.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord, so much for today and for this devotional time where we stop what we're doing and we want to know what you're doing, where we let go of our day and hang on to your day, put our eyes upon you. And so I ask, Father, that you bless each one of my brothers and sisters, Lord. Encourage their hearts today. Help them to follow you with a pure heart and with love for everyone that you've put in their lives. For we ask this in Jesus' wonderful name. Everybody says,
amen.
Amen. God bless you all. See you soon.